time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts in Seattle, where Amy and Brady King run a construction company together.
He's the general contractor, so he builds the buildings, and then I manage all the business side of things.
And a few years ago, they were looking for new ways to expand.
We were chatting about new businesses and inventing and coming up with new ideas and what are the things that, you know, a lot of people feel like, man, everything's been invented, you know, everything's been developed, you know, at times. And that's the moment when you go, that can't possibly be true.
And so Brady began thinking on his days as a firefighter. He'd seen a lot of really bad housing options for people who were displaced by those fires or floods or other natural disasters.
We're talking about Katrina, I think, which is, you know, probably the most obvious example of disaster response and kind of a failure of housing people in those moments.
And this started to spark an idea. Amy and Brady wondered how they could design a better shelter, something prefabricated, portable, secure, and private. Shelters that could house one family each.
My idea was to drop these in the neighborhoods after a tornado goes through, like drop them into your neighborhoods, and all the neighbors can live in them for the first however many, you know, weeks or months and rebuild their neighborhood together and heal each other.
So with their background in construction, Amy and Brady started building a prototype, which basically looked like a small, white, square shed. It had windows, electricity, and walls that allowed for light to come in.
It's, you know, 8 feet wide, 8 feet long, and about 10 feet tall. It pops up in about 20 minutes, no tools required. And all of the panels are manufactured here and made out of a material that's mold, mildew, and rot resistant.
So once they had a working model, Amy and Brady went to a trade show where they met their first client.
Our very first customer was the city of Tacoma, and actually the group that purchased from us was their emergency management department.
This was in the spring of 2017, and Tacoma, Washington had just declared a state of emergency around the homeless crisis in their city. And even though Amy and Brady designed their shelters for natural disasters, their own employees helped them realize why these shelters could have an entirely new purpose. That's because lots of the people in their construction crew had spent time in jail and had been homeless in the past.
And they were saying, you know, when we were homeless, there's the option to go to a shelter, but families can't stay together. And I thought, gee, if we were homeless and they said, okay, your husband has to go over here and you and your daughters are going to go over here, I'd say, no way, I'm not doing that. We're keeping our family together.
So now Amy and Brady's construction business, it not only employs those who were previously incarcerated or homeless, their product directly serves that same population.
You know, we have a specific mission, and that mission is to create jobs for people who are traditionally marginalized in the employment world. And our focus population is primarily people who are transitioning out of incarceration or who have criminal justice involvement in their past, as well as people coming off the streets out of homelessness.
Today, Amy and Brady's clients are mainly cities looking to provide housing for the homeless.
There's this humanitarian need out there, and if we can provide a solution to fill it, then we should at least see if it's something that we can do.
Amy and Brady King's product is called the Pallet Shelter. If you want to find out more about the Pallet Shelter or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're up to.